Okay, so I'm a walk-on guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I always interview, like, the guys who are walking on and going after it are the, you know,
mm-hmm.
I was a student here, I'm a blogger, I'm a fan, I'm not a media member.
Mm-hmm.
So I always, when I've, you know, the Eckerds of the past,
mm-hmm.
And the Ben Mathis,
okay.
and the Fedge and all these guys. So take me through your walk-on journey in Loyola, right?
Mm-hmm.
Played for... an Illini guy.
Mm-hmm.
What led you here? Did you think about going lower level? Do you have any other offers? What brought you to want to walk on?
I was initially trying to go somewhere maybe like Ivy League or Patriot League. I had a couple of roster spots in an Ivy League, and that didn't end up working out. And I was kind of caught with no place to go. And I was like, oh, let's walk on somewhere. Talk to Coach Holosek. Coach Holosek was like, hey, I'll talk to Coach Beckman, see if we can get you a walk-on spot. And then they led me here. They told me I'd be doing some long snap and playing tight end.
Mm-hmm.
I was never really a long snapper. I liked playing actual football a little
sure.
bit more.
Yeah.
Nothing to those guys. But then I just kind of, freshman year, we had Coach Beckman, Coach Golish, those guys.
Mm-hmm.
They always had faith in me. And then every kind of way along the way, I've just mm-hmm. put your head down, keep working, and you get your shot, and then so you got to make the most of it.
Mm-hmm. And now you're what? Played 60 plays today. I mean, like,
yeah.
you're out there nonstop now. Like, from, you know, you were sprinkled in here, then you had to catch on the trick play.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it just keeps climbing. And is ever gets surreal for you that, like, you know, you're playing this much in Big Ten football?
I think against Nebraska, it was probably really surreal the most. Like, I had been playing on special teams for the first time, the first few games on kick return and punt. And then when they said, like, all right, you're in, Caleb Reams, who's my buddy and been my roommate for the last few years, he kind of looked at me, he's like, all right, let's go.
Right.
And
this is for real now.
They threw the trick play, and I was like, whoop, all right, I caught it, cool.
Right.
And we were kind of in the middle of a pretty bad game, so I didn't really have much time to celebrate and think about it. But,
right.
Yeah, it's definitely been surreal. It's been very rewarding.
Yeah.
It's just keep your head down. Just do what you got to do. Do what the coaches tell you to do, and just do your job.
Yeah, I mean, so many of the walk-ons I've talked to over the years and had this conversation have said the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, after a while, you get to this, you see all the other walk-ons who are seniors who aren't playing, and it's like, is that going to be my path? Am
mm-hmm.
I just here? They're all getting paid to do this. Am I just showing up every day
exactly, yeah.
and going nowhere? And then suddenly something breaks, and, you know, you find yourself in there.
Yeah, my dad's always said the cream always rises to the top, and
mm-hmm.
I've kind of just tried to live by that you always, you're going to get your shot, and if you do, you got to make the most of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody kind of has that mentality, and I was just told by guys, like, I looked up to, like, Nate and Fedge a lot,
mm-hmm.
those guys, and Fedge took off my stripe, and we used to do that, so that was a pretty big deal for me.
Yeah, yeah.
And having Nate in the room, I would always talk to him about stuff. He's just like, you got to do everything right, got to know the playbook, can't be getting in trouble outside of football, you got to
mm-hmm.
stick to the books,
mm-hmm.
hit your playbook, and all stuff like that.
And he said the same thing when I've interviewed him over the years, like, first year, you know, they moved him, like, Eckerd played, like, 11 mm-hmm. positions
yeah.
before he finally settled,
yeah.
you know. And, you know, same thing. Keep your head down. Go hard every practice. You know, you get to this point of, like, are the coaches even noticing? They're just moving me around. Am I just here for filler when somebody's
mm-hmm.
injured? And then suddenly it just keeps going.
Mm-hmm.
Like, are you, like, you have to be really happy with the decision you made to chase this, right?
Oh, I'm thrilled. I mean,
yeah.
I just got a text from my buddies who are all Northwestern fans because I kind of live in Northwestern's backyard.
Sure, sure.
And they're all like, wow, this is pretty bittersweet. Our boy just had a touchdown block against Northwestern. I mean, yeah, it's your friends are always texting you like, wow, holy. Like, I remember the first game when I caught that ball, they're like, oh my God, he caught it.
Yeah.
Like, he's on the stat line.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Yeah, it
has to be. Yeah.
It's rewarding.
Yeah, yeah. Let's talk about the one deep pass today.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get one hand on it? Did you get both hands on it? Or
I couldn't tell. I'm going to have to go look at the film, but I definitely should have brought it in. I didn't really help Cam out at all. Cam had been taking hits all day, and I got to bring that in. I knew the coverage. I saw it. I kept my route high. I just got to bring that in. I kind of misjudged it a little bit. Didn't bend as much to it as I thought I would, but
yeah,
it was nice to be able to go out there and get targeted.
So after going from, you know, maybe first game you're hoping to be special teams, and last game you're playing most of the game at tight end, you know, what's the offseason like for you? Like, does that change your outlook of, like, hey, this is a real deal?
It definitely gives me a little bit of extra motivation. I know I got to get a lot bigger. I'm going up against guys who are almost double my size.
Sure.
But I think I have a good base. I'm not, like, a guy who I consider as, like, myself a fantastic athlete. I think I'm just a pretty decent football player.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely getting bigger, stronger, working with Coach Bose.
Mm-hmm.
keep getting the little details down in the playbook with Coach McGee. He's really big on the details, so anything I can do there, just to my technique wise. But yeah, I mean, it definitely gives you a little bit more like, all right, year three, I got some progress, so you can definitely
look forward to something else and
some fire to fuel the flame. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. I appreciate it, Bob.
Thanks so much. Appreciate
Thank you.